Any commission remarks? Moving on down the agenda, accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 464206 through 464272. No warrants, no journal entries or transfers.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for regular session minutes, July 19, 2021, and executive session minutes for July 19, 2021.
Move to approve regular session minutes and executive session minutes for July 19th, 2021.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. MoDOT monthly update. I guess they're not here, so.
Devin might want to give that.
You see, Devin might want to give that.
See, they canceled the bridge closing. Moving on down the agenda. Intergovernmental dispatch agreement with Western Taney County. I've got a letter dated July 22nd from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and he approves the agreement as to form.
Just for the record, you guys might want to just explain what it is. Listening. Transparency.
Yeah. We're the fire district. We do not have our own dispatch, and so the sheriff dispatches for us, and we enjoy the help we get, the cooperation we get from them, so we would love to continue that the way we're doing it.
Just working together for the citizens of the people to do what is best.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
It does work best for us to have the same dispatchers dispatched for law enforcement and fire. That way, if there's an issue, there's less people involved. We're not calling, our dispatchers aren't calling another dispatch center to try to relay information. The less times that information changes hands, the more likely we are to get the actual information that we need.
This agreement is from August 1st, 2021 to July 31st, 2023.
On the Simplex facilities, is that something you guys house, or is that, where's that?
Yeah, I mean, we do. You have to switch the radio just over. I mean, I looked over that. That was really a bigger ordeal when we first, years ago, this happened. I mean, we can still do that in a backup type situation, but it's very rare that we do that, use that. But we do have that capabilities, yes.
I was reading that portion of it. I didn't know if that was still applicable or not. I don't have a problem at all doing it. It's been brought up to us, as you guys are well aware, that we need to look into some sort of fees or something, because there's other entities that are paying fees. So that may be something we need to look at. Just not saying right now, but again, you guys are aware of that. So.
Yeah, and you talked, and we have talked about that, and obviously, you know, we don't have to pay for it. We'd appreciate that. But if we do, as long as it's something we work out and it's fair, I guess that's we do get a lot of service out of that.
Right. Well, like I said, there's other entities that are paying for the same service, unless I'm mistaken, as far as the amount of calls or the how it works and those things. So we just need to make sure that we're with different municipalities and different entities, we're all working together, not just and not favoring or having the appearance of favoring one or the other.
Just for the record.
Even though we're not necessarily doing that.
So the dispatch is doing this service for the fire district. Is there something that the fire district does for the dispatch, for the sheriff's service in return in any way?
No, I mean, for the sheriff's department, we really don't. I mean, mm-hmm. we help Road and Bridge once in a while with clean out a culvert or stuff like that. But, I mean, so there is stuff we do, and that's not very often, you know.
Do you help out with training?
Oh, we do, like, do the swift water training for them. We do, I mean, that's true. We do some of that stuff.
And what facilities we use, the facilities at Station 7 sometimes.
Yeah, right, that's true.
I was just asking that because sometimes we do, if one entity provides a service to the other.
We do.
We
yeah.
do.
And they bring their boats anytime we have an issue on the water. Not in their jurisdiction, they'll bring their boats. They spent most of the day at Cedar Creek earlier this month or last month helping us out.
Yeah. I think there's probably several things that off the cuff you don't think of.
We do work together a lot, and part of why we work together well is because we get dispatch out of the same place, and it really helps. And I, you know, when Jimmy was the sheriff and now Brad, I mean, it's been great to work with.
Well, again, the commission in negotiations with the city of Forsyth, we said we'd bring it up. And so we need to bring it up. So that's my purpose of this, of bringing it up.
And that's my point for just showing that there are mutual services traded.
That is true. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
yeah, and you're right. It's probably more than what I am thinking of, but because we do work together a lot.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Move to approve the intergovernmental dispatch agreement by and between Taney County and the Western Taney County Fire District.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
I have a board meeting this week, so if you get that to me, I'll get it signed on our part and back to you guys.
Okay.
All right. Thank you all.
Thank you.
What day is your meeting?
Thursday.
Okay.
Field dirt agreement, Darlene and Mickey Roberts.
Did you have an old form there or something? Did you have an old form? Or?
With me, I did, yes. I now have the current one.
Anything here?
No.
Move to approve the field dirt agreement binding between Taney County and Darlene and Mickey Roberts.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Field dirt agreement, Tony Green.
Anything on this one?
Nope.
Move to approve field dirt agreement binding between Taney County and Tony and Stacy Green.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. I guess we'll be in recess till 9:20. We're upstairs for executive session, legal and personnel, and then budget discussion and daily staff review and agenda. We'll be in recess.